welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it.
My guest today is Barry Patterson, CEO of UK-based Agile Analog. He has held senior positions at Dialog Semiconductor and Wolfson Microelectronics. He has been involved in the development of custom mixed-signal silicon solutions for many of the leading mobile and consumer electronics companies across the world. Barry has a technical background in Ethernet, audio, haptics, and power management. Welcome to the podcast, Barry.
Hi, Daniel. It's very good to meet you. I'm pleased to be here.
First, let me ask, Barry, what brought you to Agile Analog?
Well, as you said in the introduction, I've been involved in mixed signal design probably for the past 30 years. And one of the challenges that we always have in mixed signal design is how you move between process nodes and how you take your analog IP from one node to another, taking advantage of those new processes, but also being able to optimize your design for those particular applications using the new node. When I started to look at Agile Analog and their ability to move their IP to any process using an internal tool they've developed called Composer, I could really see the value of that and what it would bring to their customers. And I was very intrigued to find out more. And hence, I started some conversations with Agile Analog, which led to me joining them a few months ago.
Yeah, that's a great story. Clearly, investors saw the value of Agile Analog. They did a $19 million round last year.
Yes, we did a $19 million round. We were actually oversubscribed for Series A funding, which was fantastic. And really, the sort of value proposition that our investors see is the ability for us to scale quickly in terms of having multiple pieces of IP available to customers on any process node. Traditionally, as most people will know, analog design is very specific to the process node that you're designing for. And therefore, the ability to have the flexibility to move between process nodes and also optimize your IP as you do that is something which is quite disruptive in the market. And some of the investors understood the value proposition of that flexibility that we have.
You know, we have been working on analog IP automation for many years. So what makes Agile Analog's approach so different than to the existing analog solutions?
It comes down to some of the work that our founder and CTO has been doing, Mike Hulse. So Mike has been looking at this particular challenge and problem for about the past decade and has come up with a methodology and a technique and some tools that will allow us to do that. I'm not really going to go into the specifics of exactly how it works because obviously that's confidential. But it's been a long journey for Mike and a bunch of engineers who've worked with Mike to create this tool called Composer, which allows us to do it. It uses standard EDA tools from Cadence and Synopsys and all the major EDA vendors and allows analog engineers to work in an environment which they will be very comfortable with. But there's obviously some additional things that happen to enable them to have this process agnostic design capability.
Okay, so what are the benefits of your new approach to the customer?
So from a customer perspective, what it means is that you're no longer constrained by the process choices you can make due to the analog IP that you want to use. If there's a specific process with specific options and also a metallization stack that you want to use, we can very quickly generate the analog IP that you want to have in that process. And in addition to that, we also can optimize that IP. So if you have particular area constraints or performance constraints or power constraints that you need to achieve, then that IP will be generated in such a way that meets those requirements. So it's really just giving a level of flexibility that customers may not get from a traditional analog IP vendor.
Got it. The company mentioned the phrase process agnostic in a press release that I read. What does that mean for customers specifically?
So what that means from a customer perspective is that our IP that's available, that you can see on our website, our portfolio is available in any process. Provided that we have a PDK from the foundry, then we can take that core IP that we have on our portfolio and we can target it to the process that the customer requires.
So why is analog IP becoming so important?
What we're seeing in the market is that there's more and more analog interfaces to consumer electronics. So there's more sensors. If you look at things like wearables, etc., you're starting to see the integration of a lot more analog processing into SoCs. This is driving a requirement for analog IP, and obviously what most customers want to do is to integrate that into SoCs rather than having external components or discrete analog devices that they have to design into the products. So that's really one of the major reasons that we're seeing a growth in the analog content in the SoC market in particular.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit, especially here in Silicon Valley, and the analog content is also being pushed to newer and newer process nodes much faster than before. So yeah, I see a big market opportunity here. Let's talk about the IP. What IP do you offer?
So we offer a variety of IP. The first sort of grouping of IP that we offer is what we call foundation IP. So this is some of the basic analog building blocks that are required by SoCs. So we cover things like band gaps, power on resets, comparators, etc. The other IP that we offer is what we call our data conversion IP, and this is the ability to go from the digital domain into the analog domain and the analog domain into the digital domain. So this covers mainly ADCs and DACs. And what we see in the market right now is due to the number of sensors that the SoCs need to interface to, the ADCs are increasingly important. We also offer what we call power conversion IP, and that power conversion IP allows us to do things like LDOs and linear battery chargers. And at some point in the future, we would like to increase the complexity of that power conversion IP to include cores such as buck converters and boost converters. One other option that we have for our customers is the ability to create IP subsystems. And this is a collection of analog IP, but we put all of the digital around it to make it look like a digital block. So it's very simple for our customers to integrate into their SoCs. So some examples of subsystems would be things like always on blocks, IoT blocks, or maybe a wearables block that would allow sensor interfaces to be integrated simply.
Oh, interesting. I hear that you've got a new office coming. We're all doing hybrid stuff. What's with the new office?
So we're really excited. We're about to move into a new office in Cambridge. And that office will allow us to expand quite dramatically from the current office that we're in. Agile Analog very much believes in a hybrid working methodology. And so when we sort of fitted out our new office, what we wanted to ensure is that we created a space where our team could innovate and could collaborate and work together. So rather than just being a sea of cubes or, you know, standard sort of desks from 9 to 5, we wanted to create an environment that allowed that collaboration and innovation to happen. Our new office is in an iconic building in Cambridge called Radio House, and we should be moving into that early July, and we're very much looking forward to it.
And you're also hiring quite a bit. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So really, the Agile Analog right now is an inflection point. Over the past while, the company is really focused on our internal technology, Composer. But now that we have Composer at the stage where it allows us to do what we want to in terms of being process agnostic, what we need to do is to build out our IP portfolio. And in order to do that, we're hiring quite aggressively. So we're looking for analog design engineers, digital design engineers, verification, layout, the full spectrum of skills that are required to do semiconductor design.
Great. So why do you think analog engineers are going to want to join your company?
So I think for analog engineers, it gives them an opportunity to work in multiple different IP blocks. It also allows them to work in multiple different process technologies, ranging from maybe the more sort of traditional planar processes that are used to, you know, 180, 130, 90 nanometer, but it also offers the opportunity to go very much deep submicron and also FinFET technologies. So some of our customers require IPs that are all the way down to 5 nanometers. So that spectrum of different technologies will be appealing to analog designers as well. And then finally, working with Composer, we think that, you know, the ability to work with a different tool set and a different methodology and flow will also be something that's intriguing and interesting to analog design engineers.
So I've read that you're going to be at Embedded World coming up. and that's in Germany. But you're also going to be coming out to San Francisco for the Design Automation Conference, and we will certainly meet there. You know, what are your messages going to be at Embedded World and DAC?
So we're very much looking forward to going to Embedded World in Germany shortly. That will be an opportunity to meet with our customers and meet with some prospective customers as well. And we'll be able to talk a little bit about the technology that Agile Analog has and the value proposition that we bring to people developing SoCs and embedded products. And we're also attending DAC in San Francisco in July. We're very much looking forward to that. Both myself and our CTO, Mike Hulse, will be there. That will give us an opportunity to meet many people in the industry and to talk a little bit more about our Composer technology and the IP that we have available. We won't specifically have our own stand at DAC. We'll be part of the RISC-V area. But if anyone wants to come along and find out a bit more about Agile Analog and what we're doing, then it'd be very good to speak to them at the DAC conference in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that's a good strategy. The RISC-V area last year was the most busy area of the entire show. So I think that's a good strategy. And it'll be great to meet you there and continue our discussion. So that concludes our podcast. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the Semiconductor Insider podcast series. And thank you for your time. And we'll talk to you again next week.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.